And you look marvelous. Today, gang, we are going to have a good show. This is going to be a good day here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. That bastion of free speech, it is the lodestar of free speech. I don't even know what lodestar means, but I know that RBN is the lodestar of free speech. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send shekels. Also, and this is very important, go to nationalbugle.com. Nationalbugle.com. This is where Mark Dankoff and I put up stories. Sometimes these are stories that Jeremy submits as well. We've got our bases covered. You can also go there. You can download the Co-Certified app. So just scroll down a little bit a little bit below the fold. You'll see on one side, you'll see all the Tulsi Gabbard memes and photos I've got up because I totally have a crush on her. She's still in Congress. And then on the other side, you see, what is the KQ? It's the kosher question. That's where you can click on the link, download the Co-Certified app, and start understanding what kosher certification is all about. Well, I'm going to tell you what kosher certification is all about. Now scroll back up to the top. Go ahead, scroll up a little further. Okay, right at the top, it says the National Bugle. And right in the middle of the page, election and politics, and you'll see the meme of that guy from Futurama, the old professor, I can't remember what his name is, and he said, good news, everyone! Good news, everyone! Jeffrey Epstein confident Ghislaine Maxwell arrested on sex abuse charges. NBC News. You know, this actually happened this morning, and on Stormfront and the David Duke Show, we got totally news-cucked. That's unfortunate, because a friend of mine had sent me a link to that article half an hour before showtime, but I had so many other fires I had to put out, I didn't notice it. But that is the news. Ghislaine Maxwell. Why is this significant? Well, Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad agent. Ghislaine Maxwell was his Mossad handler. And everyone in Washington is complicit in the usurpation of our government by Jewish power. It's that simple. So, Jeffrey Epstein, what was he doing? Some people call it a spy ring or a blackmail ring. Yeah, there's spying involved. There's blackmail involved. It was primarily a kosher certification ring, a kosher certification ring. So you see pictures of Jeffrey Epstein, and it was well known that he had the Lolita Express and Lolita Island and all of this. This was all very well known. And even after he was arrested and served time, it was 13 months of house arrest in one of his mansions. That is some tough time there, man. He's doing hard time there. Thanks to Jim Acosta from CNN News. Oh, no, I guess it was that other Acosta, Alex Acosta, who was a U.S. attorney in Florida, who gave him that sweetheart deal. He was told to give him a sweetheart deal because Epstein belongs to foreign intelligence, or he belongs to the intelligence world. He's a Mossad agent, so he got the sweetheart deal. But even after that, in the aughts, in the, 2007, 2008, he comes out, and he's still flying around with Bill Clinton and all of this. And Bill Gates, I don't know if he was hanging out with Donald Trump, because I think Donald Trump more or less kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago shortly after, like 2000, 2001, around that time. He kicked him out because, as Trump famously told a news reporter, Jeffrey Epstein likes the young ones. He likes the young ones. And apparently he had been trying to solicit something from the daughters of workers at Mar-a-Lago, and so Trump kicked him out. At any rate, so why were all these people hanging around with Epstein? I mean, Trump, earlier at least, you got pictures of Trump and Epstein and Maxwell together. You've got pictures of them from early, like 1991 or so. You also have pictures of Melania, and I don't know when Trump started dating Melania. I guess they got married. Let's see. They must have gotten married around 2005, 2006. So And I'm not sure how many years they were dating before they got married, but there are pictures as late as when Trump was with Melania. So Trump hung out with him, but I don't know if he was ever kosher certified. Bill, because did he really need kosher certification? I don't know. I'll leave that aside. Bill Clinton, very kosher certified. Bill Richardson, you've heard about. Obviously Bill Gates hung out with him a lot. Prince Andrew, and Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico and presidential candidate. George Mitchell, the former Senate Majority Leader, the post currently occupied by that turtle from Kentucky. What's his name? Come on, you know who I'm talking about, Mitch McConnell. He had that job. So lots of these big guys that I mentioned, Al Gore, linked to Jeffrey Epstein. So what did Jeffrey Epstein do? So here's the thing. You can, and I don't know when Clinton really got ensnarled in all of this. You can bribe poor people. You can use, but for rich people, you have to have something on them. But rich people need help too. They need help from the Mossad. They need help from Jewish power. They need kosher certification. They need to be certified. You can be rich, you can be powerful, but if you've got your sights on more riches and more power, kosher certification helps out. It paves the way. So how does kosher certification go about? Well, I mean, if you're talking about your cream soda or whatever, you get some rabbis into the factory and they do some hocus pocus and then it gets certified. But if you're a politician or a businessman and you want kosher certification, this is how it works. You get hooked up to with Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell was his handler, and you got to give them something that they can hold over you. So that if you step out of line, well, so that you won't step out of line because they've got something on you. Now, you know, secret societies, you've heard like, oh, the skull and bones and this and that. Secret societies, and they have initiation rites, which can be some sort of weird homosexual orgy or whatever. Of course, these days, a weird homosexual orgy probably wouldn't get you kicked out of anything. It would be a badge of honor. You would be called brave if you had engaged in a weird homosexual orgy 20 or 30 years ago. But what they can do, and you know, they like the mafia or a lot of gangs. I'll leave the mafia aside. They're good people. They're good people. A lot of violent gangs will say, okay, if you want to be in the gang, then you've got to, you know, shoot somebody. You got to kill somebody. You know, the mafia, supposedly, you would have to run an errand for them, which maybe would be disposing of a dead body. But they'd have something on you. They would have something on you, and then they could trust you. If they have something on you, they can trust you. Well, most people, frankly, don't want to be involved in a homosexual orgy. Most people don't like that kind of thing. They don't want to be disposing of dead bodies. They don't want to be killing some random person. But what can you hold over somebody that Bill Richardson or George Mitchell or Bill Gates would agree to get involved in? Well, okay. Out of all of the things that they could hold over you, probably the least unpleasant would be to have sex with a teenage girl, okay? I'm not saying that that's what Al Gore, Bill Gates, or Bill Richardson, or George Mitchell, that's really what they want to do. But it's the type of thing that maybe they would be willing to do if it's going to open some doors for them, all right? So that's what the kosher certification was all about. And that's what the whole Epstein, Maxwell thing was all about. It was getting kosher certification. So you get these politicians or these captains of industry or other movers and shakers. Well, some of the movers and shakers, I mean, you see people like Alan Dershowitz and a lot of these physicists and professors, academics from almost always Jewish academics from the Ivy League. And I think a lot of their role was often, you know, to make it easier for a George Mitchell or an Al Gore or a Bill Clinton to show up at one of these events. It's an event. It's lots of Harvard professors and famous lawyers and scientists. It's just a party. It's a party for, you know, elite intellectuals like myself. And, you know, I'm sure Alan Dershowitz got his pick of whatever was on offer. I mean, I'm sure there were fringe benefits for him. But I think the role of the Dershowitzes and the various physicists and all was, and maybe even somebody like Prince Andrew, that was probably their role. And some of them, yeah, that's their thing as the young girls. That's their thing. And the services they offer are to make it, you know, like acceptable for people to go to these events because there are prominent people who are present. But for the politicians, the idea is to get them to, and I think agree. I don't think maybe some of it was clandestinely acquired, but I think in general that they knew that they were being filmed having sex with young girls. Anyway, so Ghislaine Maxwell arrested. She is arrested, and this, you know, one thing that's very interesting about this is she was arrested less than 2 weeks. She was arrested by the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, one Audrey Strauss. She's acting. She's only been in that post for less than 2 weeks since, I think, what, the 20th or the 21st of June? And I believe she is due to be replaced tomorrow. And so let me just read to you a little summary I wrote for Dr. Duke's website. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, had Ghislaine Maxwell arrested less than 2 weeks after having replaced Trump, enemy Jeffrey Berman, and the day before her own scheduled replacement by Jay Clayton, who is currently the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The Epstein-Maxwell kosher certification Mossad operation is one of the ways that Zionist Jews devoted to Israel control our politicians. And if the lid gets blown off this case, the facts are already out there, but most people have never heard of them because the Zio media doesn't report on them. But if the lid gets blown off this case, then all hell could break loose. Think about it. We have half the country under a lockdown that makes no sense because of a relatively run-of-the-mill virus. Nobody understands why, but everybody can see Epstein buddy Bill Gates pushing this hoax. Meanwhile, blacks are burning down the cities, leading Democrats and Republicans to trip over each other in blaming the police. It makes no sense. But when you consider that elite Jews who want to squash any possibility of whites retaking the society they created, that these elite Jews dominate our country, and they use campaign money, blackmail, and kosher certification to control politicians, then everything becomes clear. Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad agent. Ghislaine Maxwell was his Mossad handler. And everyone in Washington is complicit in the usurpation of our government by Jewish power. Okie dokie. Well, this is a call-in show. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. So call in. We can talk. We can talk about dogs or daughters, you know, no big whoop. So, yeah, please call in. This is a big deal, a very big deal. Okay, so what could happen here? And it, you know, the timing is just very, very interesting. You've had Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, this has been going on in the open. Then you had Epstein was arrested a year ago, about this time a year ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago. And then he had his alleged suicide in prison late last summer. supposedly a suicide. Some people think he got whisked away to Israel. It's possible that he was murdered. It's possible that he committed suicide because it was made clear to him that life wouldn't be worth living anymore. I don't know what happened, but everybody knows it was fishy, and people were talking about it until presidential primaries for the Democrats were getting kind of interesting last autumn, and then the impeachment hoax, the Ukraine gate hoax came out at the same time, and you had the impeachment, and you've had these giant events like the Corona hoax lockdowns, and now the Black Rioters Matter deal. Events have just kind of pushed it to the back. But I always thought that this had the potential to really blow the lid off of things, because the fundamental, I was saying this on David's show a couple hours ago, the fundamental ordering principle of American politics is Jewish power. And talking about American politics without being able to mention Jewish power is like talking about astrophysics without being able to mention gravity. It makes no sense. And that's why you wind up with all of these bizarre narratives. Like, you got the mainstream narrative that everything's white supremacy, and that, you know, whites have been holding down blacks and repressing everybody else, and Jews are just another repressed minority, which makes no sense, because if white supremacists were really running everything, then why have for the past 50 years, why have they been these white supremacists who run everything, why have they been promoting affirmative action and preventing their own children from getting into elite colleges? And yeah, hey, I don't know where you all live, but go try to schedule an appointment. Go on your whatever hospital system or insurance company you have, go on their website and look for a doctor, okay? And how many white doctors are there? Not many. They're like, you know, depending on where you live, the majority of the doctors are foreign-born, okay? So that's white supremacy, you know? So it doesn't make sense, but people are used to things not making sense. People are used to things only looking at a corner of something and just conceding everything else. They're used to not understanding things because they've never been able to understand things. So nothing makes sense the way it's presented. Then you got other people who will say, oh, look, there's something terribly wrong here. We do have a government that is undermining the interests of the population. And then they go on these weird explanations of how it is, you know, that always involve like a secret government somewhere. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm going to offend people's sensibilities, but you know, just all sorts of just all sorts of weirdness, something very convoluted, very, very complicated. No, look, you've got a small Jewish minority that has taken control of the country, control of the elite, and they see their rivals as the whites who formerly made up the elite, and make sure they never come back to Jackson again. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, so the big news, Ghislaine Maxwell, she has been arrested, and she will be standing trial. What's going to come out at that trial? Well, I mean, we can only keep our fingers crossed. I mean, could she have a trial where all these Mossad links don't come out? I guess it could happen. But this is a great first step. Now, the acting U.S. attorney, Audrey Strauss, I looked her up on Wikipedia, of course, which actually is pretty, it's not an authoritative source, but it's actually pretty accurate in terms of finding out whether somebody's Jewish or not. Well, they say, because I always want to know what these people's backgrounds is. Audrey Strauss, she was born and raised in Philadelphia, daughter of Russian immigrants. It doesn't say Jewish, but it says Russian. Well, how many Russians are named Strauss who aren't Jewish? And then she moved to New York City, a very Jewish place. And then I see her picture, and then we're about to hear her voice. I'd say pretty 99.whatever% certainty that she's a Jew. Yet, she's only going to be in this office for less than 2 weeks, and she's taking it upon herself to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell. So whatever her background is, unless this is some sort of very weird 3D chess, this seems like somebody who is who's doing her duty. And so let's hear what she has to say. So here we go. Let's hear. This is U.S. acting attorney, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss.
The process left the minor victim susceptible to sexual abuse. That abuse included sexualized massages during which the minor victim was fully or partially nude. These sexualized massages developed into sexual encounters for which Maxwell, in some instances, was present and participated. Maxwell and Epstein worked together to entice these minor victims to travel to Epstein's residences, depicted on the other chart at the front of the room. His residence in New York City on the Upper East Side, as well as Palm Beach, Florida, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. Some of the acts of abuse also took place in Maxwell's residence in London, England. In addition to allegedly enabling and participating in the sexual abuse of young victims, Maxwell compounded her crimes by repeatedly lying in 2016 when she was questioned under oath. And we have charged those lies into the perjury counts. Maxwell lied because the truth, as alleged, was almost unspeakable. Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set for them. She pretended to be a woman they could trust, all the while she was setting them up to be sexually abused by Epstein, and in some cases, by Maxwell herself. Today, after many years, Ghislaine Maxwell finally stands charged for her role in these crimes. These charges we announced today are the latest result of our investigation into Epstein and the people around him who facilitated his abuse of minor victims. That investigation remains ongoing. My office and the FBI remain committed to doing all within our ability to bring justice to individuals who enabled, facilitated, and participated in the acts of abuse. Combating the exploitation of children is a priority of our office. We are committed to pursuing and prosecuting those who exploit and abuse minors.
Okay, so this woman, I mean, you just hear what she had to say, and that was very narrowly focused on Maxwell facilitating sexual abuse of underage girls by Epstein, which is, well, okay, it's one thing is these types of sexual abuse types of things, they do capture the public imagination. That's not what's significant, of course. What's significant is all of the people that I've named in the last segment who were taking part in these parties and who have also been accused by the various girls involved. That's okay. Well, that makes it bigger. Now you've got all these famous names in there. But then you take one more step back and say, well, why were they doing this? And then that's where you get the whole system, our whole system of government being controlled by Zionists. And that's a big deal. Okay, we've got Josh from New York. I want to talk to Josh about this. We are coming right up on the break, but Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on again. When I heard that Strauss, you had suspicion that she's Jewish, I felt like I'd give you a call. So.
Well, okay, so hang on. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, with very nice North Korean opera there. And I'm talking to Josh from New York. So, Josh, I'm glad you called in. So first, let me hear what your initial thoughts were.
Well, I'm glad to be here. So my thoughts are, is that, I mean, to back up, I used to listen to a lot of TRS, and what I don't like about them so much is they kind of talk like the Jews are all, you know, ganging up and in on this plan to take down white people. Meaning, like, so if you'd have this, you know, attorney, Strauss, who seems Jewish based on the voice, it would be like, oh, maybe it's a 4D chess and she's just trying to control opposition, whatever it is. But the reality is she's just happens to be an attorney, and obviously she's disgusted by what's going on with Epstein, and she's standing up for it. So, yeah, that's my thought. Like, people think it doesn't make sense when a Jew would stand up to Jewish power, happen to stand up to Jewish power, when in reality that could easily happen because they're not all in on it and taking orders from this top-down, central Jewish command where they're all on the same page. But it's more like, you know, they all happen to gravitate to certain political ideas that could be very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's sort of how it works. Like, they all, like, you have the ones at the top that, you know, have the agenda, and the ones under it, especially the ones on the bottom, the regular ones, seem to just gravitate and be more in sync with their agenda because it suits them very well.
Well, yeah, and at the top, there's not just an agenda. There's a few agendas that may well overlap, but not necessarily have the same priorities. I mean, there is a I mean, there's a very, go ahead. Okay, I was going to say there's a very pro-Israel agenda that prioritizes, you know, say, war with Iran or aid to Israel more than mass immigration. It doesn't necessarily reject mass immigration, but that is less of a priority for certain people at the top. And then for other people at the top, they may think that Israel is too much of a liability. It's going too far too fast, and they'd rather prioritize. And so I think there's multiple agendas, often overlapping. And then people at the bottom, you say they tend to gravitate towards these agendas, and I think that's a fair description.
Yeah, I was trying to say it's mainly really two agendas at the top. You have the more right-wing and Zionist, the more right-wing Jews, which have like the conservative and Zionist tendencies, and then the left-wing Jews, which still support Israel, but they criticize it. And obviously they support the social justice warriors thing, which is very interesting because, you know, when it comes to white people, if they had slavery in their past or some sort of injustice, it's unacceptable and it has to be nullified. But when you have the things that Israel does in their history, which is also bad, we could forgive them and we support Israel, but we have to openly criticize it, which is a huge contradiction. But they can't see it because it just doesn't fit their interest, their personal interest, because they recognize that Israel's Jewish and they're Jewish. So they don't really have the ability to step back and see the contradiction. I'm talking about the ones on the bottom. Not the ones at the top probably know what they're doing and they're more militant. Mm-hmm. But, you know, your typical liberal Jew that's in NYU that criticizes Israel but still, you know, goes on his birthright trip, but at the same time, America's white supremacist, and it can't be forgiven. Like, they really just don't see it because they're inside the system.
Mm. So, you know, I think individuals are individuals. Everybody has individual traits, but there are certain traits that are more prevalent in one group or another group. And, you know, we often talk about ethnocentrism as being a characteristic that is prevalent among Jews. I think there's another characteristic which I think you can identify with that is pretty common among Jews. Sometimes it's just wanting to, like, there's kind of a personal pride in being an expert at what they do, being good at what they do. I think that exists. I look at somebody like Stephen F. Cohen, who he talks about Russia. He talks about all sorts of things. I think he just likes being really good at what he does. And in his case, and maybe he's a minority, but in his case, if that goes against the Jewish agenda, so be it. You know, somebody like Glenn Greenwald, maybe. And I don't know this woman. I don't know anything about her. But you know, from the voice, from the face, from the family history, I'm pretty sure she's Jewish. But so I don't know what her motivation is, but it may well be that, you know, she's only in the office for 12 days or 13 days, and she just wants to do a good job. That could be. I think there's could be some of that.
Yeah, I don't think she's really thinking, oh, it's against the Jewish agenda, but I'm going to do it. I think she's just thinking this man is disgusting, and you know, we
could
have
be.
To out him. That's what I think more of the thought process is. When it comes to like major issues like Israel, then they might think of Jewish agenda and they might be a little bit more reluctant to might shy away from, you know, talking about Jewish power because Israel's like more major, more Jewish. But like when it comes to Epstein, I don't think she's so conscious of.
She may, who knows? I don't.
Israel.
Without knowing anything about her, I don't know. But this is something that certainly has the potential of going way beyond underage sexual abuse thing, obviously. And
I doubt she's aware of that, by the way.
Excuse me?
Meaning, I don't think she's aware of that she might be spearheading the overthrowing of Jewish power. I think she.
I don't know if she. I don't know if she's. I don't know what she's thinking, but if she has been in part of this ongoing investigation. I mean, they know who Ghislaine Maxwell is. They know that Ghislaine Maxwell's father was this legendary Mossad agent, you know, who at whose funeral there was half a dozen Jewish Israeli prime ministers and Mossad chiefs. So she'd have, I mean, she has to know an awful lot. I don't know what she thinks is going to happen with the case, whether she thinks the case is going to focus very narrowly on these charges that she outlined or, you know, and maybe, I don't know. I don't know what she's thinking, but I do think that it has the possibility of really taking off. But perhaps with all of these other things going on, maybe this is from the point of view of it not taking off and not exposing, you know, the Israeli kosher certification link. Maybe with all these other things going on, this is the best time to have the trial. Who knows? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think the media is run. I mean, I think the Zionist globalist powers that be, they own about 90% or something of the media in the world, and I think people are waking up to what's happening a lot more than we think, because it's very, if you don't have all the media reporting on it, they can make this narrative and this outlook as if people don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's probably the most detrimental thing to this whole media thing. It's not what they report. They really shape how we look at the world, and they create a world where people, where it seems like they're credible and it seems like everybody believes them. I think a lot more people than we think don't buy the narrative. I'm not saying they know about Jewish power, global power, whatever it is, however Jewish it is, I don't know exactly, but I think people are aware that more people than we think are waking up to the fake news narrative. And the proof of it is recently this week, and nobody's talking about it, but on TikTok, which is young Zoomers, you know, of many different colors, not just white people, the hashtag Pizzagate was trending. This was before this came out with Elon Maxwell. The Pizzagate hashtag was trending, and they had to delete it. And actually, they're writing articles in the New York Times. You can look this up very recently, a couple of days ago, actually. Shira Frankel, wrote about how younger people are waking up to conspiracy theories. And I think a lot of that's because they're locked in their house. There's no sports going on. You know, there's no distractions. And I think the coronavirus is really backfiring on them. To what magnitude, we don't know, but it really seems like that. If that hashtag is trending.
So the question is, does like Jeff Zucker at CNN and these other captains of the Zion media, do they think that they can have a giant Maxwell trial and it wind up being about Trump and not the Mossad?
You always ask these great questions that I haven't put a lot of thought into.
I usually haven't put a lot of thought into them either.
Yeah, what I think is that there's a reason why Epstein committed suicide, quote unquote, because if that trial is going on, I mean, that just brings so much attention to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that people could, by default, reach the truth and reach the bottom of things. So they thought it would be better if we just kill him, you know, and, you know, we'll have a couple weeks where, you know, people go around with the meme Epstein didn't kill himself, as opposed to this thing remaining out in the open and having to be covered by major media networks and drawing a lot of attention to what's, you know what I'm saying? It's like Epstein trial going on for months is a lightning rod to Zionist power, global power, Jewish power.
Well, this is definitely a risky thing. And, you know, now you're going to have you are going to have a trial, in effect, an Epstein trial, except Maxwell will be in the dock. And you know, it could be something that they use against Donald Trump because Donald Trump had an association with these people. But it's very risky because they're so linked to Mossad and to the manipulation of American politicians.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want to. I think they're going to want to cover this as little as possible. Honestly, I don't think they're going to want to use it as something against Trump. I mean, they haven't. I mean, they merely, you know, talked about it a little bit on the Netflix documentary on Epstein, which I saw some of. They don't want to draw too much attention to it because if you talk about Trump, then you open up the Pandora's box for you know, Bill Gates and what's his name? Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. You look at the people that were on the island. People. It's unbelievable. All these Hollywood people, I don't think want to use this against Trump. I don't see it. I think they want to avoid it as much as possible.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate you calling in. I hope you call again. I'm getting a rash of callers now, so I'm going to have to move on. But thanks for calling. I'd look forward to talking to you again.
Always a pleasure. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And next, we have Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patrick. Hey,
hi, Murr.
Good.
How are you doing?
I wanted to say something about Joshua. Patrick and Jeremy show at yahoo.com. I don't think I sent it yet. I'll send you the two Dana's email I was sending to everyone. What's her name? Dana Ashley did this really deep research with books about slavery. Now, when Josh said whites had slaves, see, everything's being scrubbed, but whites have always been the most enslaved, not just indentured. But they weren't bought and sold. They were snatched and sold. And it still are. And in fact, Israel is the biggest one. It takes Ukrainian girls and whoever, beautiful women, and sexually enslaves them. There's a big vulva statue in Tel Aviv. You want to take a statue down? But I would advise Josh, because he sounds like one of us, you know, where, you know, we just can't fathom how deep and dark some of this evil is, you know. And if he would really research back into, he said he thought some of the people still worship like the Holocaust, but that was a long time ago. We'll see if he can find some really, really truth back there. Go back and really investigate. And as we know, and the hidden tyranny, look for the hidden tyranny and read that. That's like modern protocols of the Elders of Zion. You know, the Rosenthal interview by Walter White, very informative and not nearly as long. And it says it all. They own the money. They own the propaganda. And that's where we are. And they're in every, the deeper, darker ones are in every place to be effective. But Trump's coming out and saying fake news and sticking to that has made people have to really pick up their ears. And they really need to get away from the media once they see how poisonous it is. And it's all being shown to us right out in the open, you know, like this with Ghislaine, right? And I appreciate you pronouncing it properly, the French, right?
I did study French for a number of years.
Oh, wow. Well, I did a couple, but anyway.
It was a long time
ago. Really wanted to
I had a girlfriend
about
from Canada.
Oh, cool. Well, my
everybody had a girlfriend.
Teacher,
everybody who didn't have a girlfriend had a girlfriend from Canada. Yeah.
My one French.
That's
teacher,
a boomer meme for all of you young people out there.
when my one French teacher, she said she thought she'd never get it, but she went to Quebec and was living there, and she started thinking in French, and that's what it takes. Mm. You have to really just become part of that language, and you think about it. Melania knows six languages. So think of how many facets she has going on, you know.
Why
like
isn't Trump talking to Melania? Why is he talking to Ivanka?
Well, we don't know
it makes
that
no
she's
sense.
Not,
Ivanka's
we don't know
got
that
Melania's
he's not.
Office.
We don't know that he's not. We're only getting the aspect of whatever the Jews news wants to tell us. Okay? We get very little. But you got to remember Sun Tzu, and Trump is appearing weak when he's strong, I think, as this is pointing out. But what I really called to ask you about, Patrick, was I knew you were the one that set up for David Duke with Alex Jones or X-Lax Hicks?
No. Well, I mean, I had a minor role. It was Frank from North Carolina did it.
Oh, yeah.
I just was to go between Frank
and
David
Duke. I'll get
Duke.
To that. But you had to do that all on like Monday, and then he was on Tuesday, right? I mean, they tried to make
it so long
it
ago,
short.
I don't even remember. It was something like, it was something like that, yeah.
I thought it was maybe the Sunday, because I know it was really soon before that, but before I got ready to hear to call you, I was listening to the Friday show, the 14th of August in 2015, and I'm coming upon it right now, and I was just listening to it, how Frank doesn't give him the name at first, how he doesn't give him David Duke's name at first, just talks about him, accolades and everything. So it's building up to it. So Robert Ravolt's been looking for that. He wants somebody to, because I'm gonna send him that. So I'm just excited because there's so much good stuff going on too. You know, this darkness can't stand the light, and we're bringing the light and the heat. So thank you for all you do. I know you probably have other callers, right?
I have a couple other callers I want to get to today, but
thank you for calling in,
Patrick.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. And next we go to Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Patrick. It's nice to talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say, can you name anybody that we have all this evidence on, the Clintons, the Bushes, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, any of these guys? We got all the evidence on them. Can you name anybody? Anybody that's been convicted for a crime?
Well, I mean, I can name people who have been convicted for crimes that didn't really exist. I mean, you think like General Flynn was convicted for a crime. Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent question. I mean, people who really did real things. And you would be hard pressed to think of somebody who did real crimes who wound up being held accountable for them. And then you do have examples of people who really didn't do anything who are being held accountable. So, yeah. Do you have an example?
No, I actually don't. That's why I was calling you. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the crimes these people have committed are horrendous.
Here's one. Do you remember the Speaker of the House? What was his name? He was from Illinois. He was a big, fat guy. Dennis Hassert.
Oh, Hassert. Yeah. Child molestation.
There's one. And there's probably a couple more.
Yeah, but that's what we're going for. We're talking like treason.
The exception proves the rule.
Well, I mean, they'll get these smaller crimes, and it's not, I don't discredit child molestation or whatnot, but the smaller crime of that, they'll go after something like that. But the people who actually have sold uranium to the Russians and blamed it on Trump, invaded Libya without an act of war, invaded Iraq without an act of war, no Congress, nobody's following the rules here, and nobody gets in trouble for not following them, but you or me. Step out of line. Don't wear your mask. Don't social distance. Slapped in the swimmer. See, this is, I don't get it. And I do get it. There's a big club, and we ain't in it. So, no, I thought maybe you might have somebody. There's nobody. Even Queen Elizabeth. She bathed in blood. That's debatable if you want to talk about it. She and baby's blood, by the way. And they drink the blood. They're doing all this child molestation and all this stuff. And they've got such a big cover-up. Anyway, make a lighter note. You were talking about dogs earlier. You said, hey, call up and we can talk about dogs. So we can talk about a dog. I just met a dog today. I'm in California doing a remodel. Don't have a ride to the town. That's 3 miles away. Today I started to walk to the town. About halfway there, this pit bull pulls up, licks my hand behind me, scares the hell out of me. Thing follows me for the next 2 miles all the way into town. Then he follows me 3 miles back to my house. And now he's attacking me. He's jumping up on me. Just a puppy dog. And I've been lonely for a while because I've been stuck here for a minute. And it's like God sent me this dog. So there's some good note for somebody.
Well, there is some good news. Well, let's finish it on the good, on the upbeat. I've got one more caller I've got to get to, but I'm glad to hear the dog story. I'm always glad to hear a dog story. Okay. Thanks for calling,
Andy. Thank you, sir.
And next we'll go to Tim from Washington. Tim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Dr. Flattery, always a great show, and I think your instincts are correct. These people that pulled up Ghislaine Maxwell at this point in time, 123 days before the election, And then when you realize it comes out of the Southern District of New York, where there is just an internal fight with the senior attorney in the Southern District, Bergman, who got in a fight with Barr and then finally got fired, right? And then also Maureen, the FBI director, last name.
Christopher Wray?
Not Christopher Wray, the... Comey, yeah. Maureen Comey,
James Comey.
The daughter of Comey. She's an attorney. She was in the room. These people are told what to do. They pulled her forth, and I've already seen a half dozen pictures with her and President Trump. So your instincts are right. This seems to be some type of weapon that they've decided to pull out and use right in the closing days against Trump, and they're really only charging her for the years between 94 and 97 or 99. Yeah, but they got they can control it. In other words, all she's got to do is say a couple of things, and they can make what they want of it. So I think this is a weapon formed against Trump. Just wanted to throw it out there. You always got a great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for calling. Yeah, we'll see. This is big news. There will no doubt be an effort to keep this to the sexual misconduct and not to, what I call the kosher certification, not towards blackmail or other manipulation of politics. And then there will probably be certainly will be an effort to link Epstein and Maxwell to Donald Trump. And there's plenty of pictures, lots of pictures of them together. So that's going to be how the CNN and the fake news media is going to deal with it. But I do think it's high risk because there is already all this evidence out there. One of the was it Virginia Giff or whatever her name is? I think this accuser number one, victim number one, is saying that she was forced to have sex with Ehud Barak, the prime minister of Israel. Maybe it wasn't Virginia, maybe it was one of the other accusers, but that is a recent accusation that's just come out in the past few days directly from one of the victims. So we'll see. This could play out in any number of ways, but we're going to follow it closely. Hey, that's the end of the show. Please join me tomorrow with Mark Dankoff on another exciting episode of National Beagle Radio.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.